Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy. Joy with Unati.
It's 33 minutes after 2 o'clock, and I wanted to share a very, very special human being with you, Midday Joyers. A man who entered my heart for about 2 years, my children and I. A man who stood in the rain, in the wind, in the cold, in the blazing sun, in the scorching heat. For 2 years at the Malibongwe and Republic intersection. Some of you may know him. Some of you may have seen him. But he's a man I used to drive past every single day because he's on my way to therapy. He's a man my kids got to know. And even when we would eat supper or have lunch, they would always say, "Mommy, Mommy, please can we take the leftovers to the uncle at the corner of Malibongwe and Republic?" And on Saturday, we happened to see each other. He followed me into a parking lot after he saw me on Malibongwe. And he happened to just be in town to visit his daughter. Gareth, I don't want to tell your full story. Good afternoon, my darling, and thank you so much for agreeing to share such an intimate tale with our listeners.
Good afternoon, Unati. How are you today?
I'm less emotional, less tears. How are you today? That's the important question. Less tears today, Gareth.
That's good. Well, today I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, and I am grateful to be where I am today in life. As you told your listeners, 2 years ago, I was destitute, I was down, I was out, and I'd hit my rock bottom. Drug addiction played a very big part of that, and I'd lost everyone close to me, including my family, my friends, absolutely everyone. Due to a church that I was attending 2 years ago, I still am in contact with the pastor and the congregation today. I decided that I needed a better life. I knew that through the entire addiction phase of my life, I knew I was worth more. I knew that I could achieve more, and I never gave up. I knew that as bad as addiction had taken me, I knew that I was able to beat the addiction. And 2 years ago, I decided that the street life had become too much for me, and I needed a better life. I needed a newer and a happier life. And that opportunity was granted to me by entering into a recovery program. I completed my program. It was a 6-month program, and today, I work for the center where I found my recovery. I'm now able to help other addicts that are still suffering. I do a lot of traveling in and around Johannesburg to, fetch those addicts and show them that I have a better life, a newer and a happier freedom has been given to me freely by people that barely knew me, people such as yourself. People such as Sean, the owner of the recovery center where I currently work, where I'm the center manager. And life has taken a turn for the better. And I know a lot of people say that life only takes a turn for the worst. And I'd like to tell them that, if you believe in yourself and if you don't give up, there are people out there that are willing to help you, that are willing to love you until you are able to love yourself. People that can provide you with a newer and a happier freedom, happier and newer than you've ever experienced in life before.
Gareth, we spoke, and I know, people are going to think, because you sound so upbeat and so strong, as you were saying, people would rather focus on the negative as opposed to the positive.
Agreed.
I mean, I literally broke down and cried when I saw you, because I drive past there every day, and I honestly thought that you were dead. It's a conversation that my kids and I have, and sometimes they'll say, "Mommy, do you know where uncle is?" And I'd say, "I don't know, baby. The last he told me he was moving to Limpopo." And when you told me that your mom even thought that you were no longer here, because there's a great deal of shame that comes with being where you find yourself at that specific moment, even though you know that you there is something in you and you do deserve a better chance. That's also something we can overcome as families, right?
Of course it is. To give you a prime example of that, just before I came on air, I notified my mom, my dad, my sister, and everyone, and they're all listening. Because I have been back.
Hello, everybody.
I have my entire family back in my life.
And you didn't at the time that we knew you, you know, and you were about to lose your daughter. And I remember there was one rainy evening. That's the evening that broke me. And it was, I remember it was raining and it was springtime. And you were, you needed money to go and see your daughter perform.
Yes, that's
great. And that's all that, that's the evening that broke me, and that's all that mattered to you.
That was it. You know, I've always wanted to be the best father figure for my daughter. Unfortunately, because of my addiction and the disease of addiction, you know, it was a choice I made. It started off as fun and games when I was very, very young. But after a short while, it actually wasn't a game anymore. It had become my life. And my life revolved around getting and the using of drugs and alcohol in order just to face the day. But there was still, you know, my daughter always held a very big part of my life. And because of what recovery's done for me, I'm actually currently in the process of, you know, getting a parenting plan in place and getting supervised visits and her back in my life, phone calls, birthdays, Christmases. I'll never have to spend those days alone again. You know, as you know, I spent almost every day of my life alone. They say that, you know, I can be surrounded by millions, and I was. I was surrounded by thousands of people every day of my life there at Malibongwe and Republic. Yeah. However, I was the loneliest man in the world.
Yeah.
I had no, I didn't think there was a reason for me to live and carry on.
And today, but, what are the reasons that you experience that you know were worth fighting for? You've mentioned your entire family being in contact with you. What are some other things that bring you joy and hope? The fact that you're an educated man now, I must say that. The fact that I saw you driving a car, I must say that.
Yes, agreed. You know, but waking, just for me, I think the biggest joy is waking up and being able to help others that were that are experiencing the exact same difficulties and troubles that I was going through. You know, it's so easy for me to turn around, and I did. On many occasions, I said to people, you have no idea what it's like to spend a day in my shoes or no shoes.
You said that to me back then.
and people said, oh, yes, I do. But do they actually understand what it's like to not know where your next meal's coming from, to not know where your next fix is going to come from, or how to get that? And you resort to these terrible measures of doing whatever it takes to get that next fix, to experience that next high, to be able to function as a normal member of society so that people don't see that you're withdrawing and that you're in pain. And, you know, it was a constant uphill battle. But since I came into recovery, I have people with me, my employers, my sponsor, my colleagues, even the newest member of the recovery center where I'm currently working helps me on a daily basis because I know where they are, where they've come from because I was there, and I know what to do to help them because I've been helped.
Thank you, know, you so for me, and thank you.
For me, my purpose has been revealed to me that the best way that I can help others is by doing what I'm currently doing and helping people that suffer with addiction and alcoholism problems.
Gareth Jacobs, thank you for never giving up on yourself. Thank you for knowing that you had a purpose to fulfill. Thank you for turning yourself and evolving and becoming the man you always knew that you could be. And thank you for being the awesome Joe Burger that we're celebrating today on Kaya 959. Dude, I am so proud of you. I'm so happy. And yeah, the kids and I are going to call you later.
Awesome. I cannot wait to hear from you and the kids. Thank you very much for everything, Nati. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for being a great example of what goodwill can do and hope. And that's the incredible man who is Gareth Jacobs, who never gave up on himself. He was homeless for years on the corner of Malibongwe and Republic. And I just needed him to come on to share his story to remind you to never give up on yourself. Because today is Tuesday and we've hashtagged it Choose You Tuesdays.
Midday Joy. Joy with Unati.
Rewinding.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.